Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're there when you get to the slide. That was the line folks used when giving directions on how to get to Fortuna in 1874. You see, there was a large slide that had to be traversed between the Eel River and the hill in the northwest part of town. So, being creative souls, they named the town Slide. The name was quickly changed to Springville a year later when, probably, real estate people had a tough time selling property in a town named Slide. But in 1888, Springville was renamed Fortuna when settlers saw the proximity of the forests, the Eel River Valley, and the ocean ideal for quality of life and being, quote, fortunate to live there. By the way, it is believed the name Fortuna was a result of a real estate agent and a minister coming up with a name as a marketing gimmick, apparently praying for good fortune. The town was first known for its excellent agriculture, vegetables, berries, and fruit, with shipments going to the San Francisco Bay Area. And there was salmon, lots of salmon, and there was lots of water. But that's another community comment. Then in the late 1800s, the railroad came in, lumber mills flourished, and the economic future of Fortuna was crystallized. And it was good fortune. There were jobs for anyone who wanted to work. Some people made a lot of money, and some people made just enough money to buy a home and raise a family. I grew up there in the 60s. It was a Mayberry and Ozzie and Harriet town with a vibrant main street where everyone gathered. The game started changing in the 1980s. The stable, never-to-go-away timber industry that was the economic foundation for over 100 years was shrinking, and rapidly. Losing over 2,000 quality jobs in the surrounding community was a kick in the stomach. Regardless of the reasons, an economic shock and paralysis set in, and any efforts to mobilize the community to take responsibility for its economic future was slow in developing. I don't think there are many folks left who believe that single log loads rolling down the freeway will be Fortuna's return to economic prosperity. The secure economic safety net that was here for generations is gone. Fortuna's economic future will be decided by the leadership of its citizens to take responsibility and action to develop a more stable, diversified economy, providing family wage jobs so folks can buy homes and raise families there once again. Other communities have done it. So can Fortuna. Maybe all the real estate agents and clergy need to come together once again and pray for good fortune. This has been John Sapper for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.